You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio. Stephen Pickford is in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And we have Jerry Wagschall on the line with a special guest. Welcome back. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, Jerry. Glad that you could join us once again. And off to the ski slopes. You've been experimenting some of the sights and sounds of Eastern Canada before heading off, I think, at the end of the month to Utah. So let's get into what there is to see and do on the ski slopes in the East.
Well, you know, Stephen, that's great, actually. Interesting thing about skiing on the East is not only do you have some really good skiing, like a place like Mont Sinan I'm going to talk to you about in a second, but also you can combine it with an amazing cultural experience, because you have Quebec City and places like that, Montreal, and so you have these world-class cities. In fact, I mean, Quebec City is a World Heritage Site with an incredible amount of culture and excitement and fun, you know, combined with some very good skiing and winter activities. So I'll get into that a little bit, or talk to you a little bit about Mont Sinan first. It's a very, people might not know, but first of all, Mont Sinan, the whole region of it, to explain it geographically, it's about 30 minutes or so from Quebec City, so it's pretty close for anybody who's basically flying in or driving along the East Coast or whatever.
So you're better to fly into Quebec City to do this.
Yes, if you flew into Quebec City, it's very straightforward to get to Mont Sinan. If you're already staying over, and if you're staying over in Quebec City, it's very easy. We went there basically just stayed over and in Quebec City and drove over the next day to the ski hill. It's, like I say, it's about a 30-minute drive from Quebec. The ski hill itself is really, the ski hill of Mont Sinan is quite something. It overlooks the St. Lawrence River, and it covers the area itself. It's one of the finest ski and snowboard areas in eastern North America, which some people might not know. And there is over 400 acres of terrain. And so not only are there like 50 trails basically for skiing, but there are also, it's one of the biggest cross-country skiing networks in Canada as well. And because of the St. Lawrence River, you also have that in the background, in the backdrop, so when you're skiing, which is, you know, part of the experience as well. So you really have quite a lot. And the skiing is good. I mean, you have some pretty challenging, there's a lot of intermediate runs, but you also have some black diamond runs as well. And I think the last time I was talking to you guys, I was probably talking mainly about just doing the blues, but I am getting to the point now where I can start mainly doing the blacks. So I guess the ski trips are sort of helping here.
The more times you get out there on the slopes, the better you get, Jerry.
The better I get.
Practice makes perfect, Jerry.
I just came back from Utah, actually, this morning. I flew back from skiing there to Baltimore, and then I drove through the night and then arrived there at 5:15 this morning to come back so I could do the show with you guys today.
Well, that's dedication, Jerry. Good Lord.
Let me just tell you a little bit more. You got 50 trails for the downhill skiing. You got 13 lifts, which is quite a lot of lifts. I was skiing out in Utah, in this one hill, Sundance, a beautiful hill, which is owned by Robert Redford, but there's only a few lifts. Here there's actually 13 lifts and an 8-passenger gondola, which is great because if you guys have been outside skiing or you've been outside doing winter activities, gondola gives you a chance. Not only is it fast, it brings you up to the hotel. Brings you up to the top of the hill quickly, but also and stops lift lines from accumulating, but also warms you up. So even if Quebec is a little bit colder than, for example, some of the ski areas, in the West Coast, but the thing is that because of this gondola, you can actually start warming up and you can actually get quite a lot of skiing done. People may not know that there's actually a lot of snowfall as well, 160 inches or so per year, and if that doesn't work, which is all quite a lot, you've also got some pretty sophisticated snowmaking facilities that also work to make sure that the hills are full of snow.
And that, of course, also extends the season. They can open earlier and stay open later in the year.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So there's all kinds of stuff that's happening there. Don't forget, there's also, it's a very big snowboarding area. You know, I'm sure you can tell by my age, I talk about skiing, snowboarding, the hippest thing for the younger people to do.
18, Jerry.
Lots of snowboarding and the snowboarding things for them to do over there, as well as there's other a couple of things that there's other activities. I should mention the fact that there's also night skiing, and during peak season, it's 7 days a week. During off season, it's you know, like spring break, for example, for students, it's 4 days a week. Nights can go until 10 o'clock. I tried some of it.
Uh-huh.
It's really kind of interesting. It's different. The thing about it is you don't have to leave the hill at 4. Just you can ski up until 10. I didn't ski till 10 myself. I skied till about 7 or 7:30, but it's quite an interesting experience to be
able to do. Well, they have to light up the passageways one way or the other, because if you're going to get some good skiing in, you're going to get it in. But, of course, after 10 o'clock, they turn out the lights, and they have the Mitch Garvis night skiing.
Yes. Mount Gaza, yeah.
The man who can see in the dark.
Yes, I've never tried that. I can imagine it could be a once-in-a-lifetime activity.
Exactly. Never to be repeated.
Never to be repeated. A couple of things. There's a great place to eat at the bottom of the hill called Le Biscotte. There's something about skiing at Mont-Saint-Anne is not only do you can, you, for example, if you get some great skiing done in the morning, there are also a lot of other things that you can do. It's a multi-activity destination. So you can, for example, combine skiing with skating, snowmobiling. You know that snowmobiles have been completely redesigned over the last couple of years. And, of course, it's a native Quebec company, Bombardier, that makes snowmobiles.
Das Ski-Doo.
And that's right, the Ski-Doo. And that they're now quieter machines, and they are also redesigned so that they adjust more quickly to body movements.
The suspensions are better than the original models.
That's correct. That's correct. And so that's very interesting. You can try that out. There's dog sledding as well, paragliding, and snowshoeing. In fact, I saw when I was up on the hill, I saw these guys like with these big, big backpacks, and I'm like, what is that? Are those guys base jumping? And in fact, they are. They're not base jumping, but they are paragliding, you know, in the winter. So very amazing things that you can do in Mont-Saint-Anne, because what makes it, again, unique, just to recap, is not only do you have this great skiing and all these other winter activities that you do not get on many ski hills, but you also have, you know, Quebec City, which I will talk to you about very shortly, which is a world-class place, which you can, you know, after you're finished skiing, you can actually go to Quebec and eat at some of the finest restaurants, for example, in the world, or you can stay there if you want to. Now, when we were staying there, we stayed in a place called Hotel Val de Neige, a very homey, warm, and friendly 111-room, you know, it's like a hotel, but it looks like a big inn. It has a nice fireplace in the lobby. The rooms start at a very low price of about $100 US, or a little bit lower. A great, you know, very inexpensive, you know, breakfast, very, you know, buffet, but very, very big and appetizing, and great food, all kinds of varieties. They have French cuisine at the dining room. They also have a sort of a bar for some sort of more casual food if you want to have sort of pub food as well. There's a shuttle that goes to the mountain, leaving every 20 minutes in the morning and then every half an hour. And this is a family-owned, and also partly owned by a family, partly owned by a company. They have a great pool and a sauna there. So if you're looking for a place to stay right on the hill, you know, this is a great place to stay. And there's, in the summer, there are weddings there, very scenic, only a kilometer away from the hill. So an excellent choice with some great food and great staying options. I can give you...
Well, we're going to get the details more about that right after the break there, Jerry.
Okay.
But you have, sounds like a really... great lodge that you found there, right at the thing. I love those fireplaces right in the middle of the lobby. It warms you up as you walk in, seeing people walk in their snowsuits and their sweaters all ready to engage in some skiing.
Absolutely.
We're going to catch you following the break, Jerry. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back again once to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We have Jerry Wagschel online, Stephen Pickford, of course, in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And Jerry is talking about his great ski trips, and he was just in Mont-Saint-Anne talking about this terrific lodge that he was at. Jerry, tell us a bit more about the contact information.
Okay, let me give you the information for Hotel Valdenege. Like I say, a very picturesque lodge, hotel in the just at the base of Mont-Saint-Anne, only a kilometer away. So the number is 1-888-554-6005, and And basically, I mean, the rooms, I mean, for Americans, the prices are very reasonable, starting about 100 U.S. or a little bit lower. I should mention a couple of things about Mont Saint-Anne I did not mention before quickly. By skiing Mont Saint-Anne, which is one mountain, you also have the option of skiing other ones, like Le Massif, which was has the highest vertical drop on the East Coast and has a wilder feeling than some of the other ski hills in the area. A very interesting hill with a lot of lore. In fact, in the old days, a bus used to take people up and down instead of a lift. And Stoneham, which is more of a family hill, which is also a little bit closer to Quebec City. And by there are deals at Mont Saint-Anne where you can ski all three for a very reasonable price on a one lift ticket. And to get in touch with Mont Saint-Anne, the number is 1-888-827-4579 or through their website at www.montsaintanne.com. It's hyphens in between Mont Saint-Anne. Now, you know, if you ever get confused about this sort of thing, I always find Google is the way to go.
Yeah, well, that's important. Mont Saint-Anne, because, of course, we say Mont, M-O-N-T, instead of Mount.
That's correct, Mont. Yeah. And like I say, if you ever get confused, just Google Mont Saint-Anne. I'm sure you'll probably find the links. A couple of other things. Quebec City, talking about that, an incredible place. You know, the big carnival, of course, is coming there very soon, last weekend in January. Until like the middle of February.
And of course, this year you'll have a rookie Bunham because the other Bunhams are on strike.
Is that true?
Yes. True story.
Bunham Carnival is on strike.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's unbelievable.
He and Frosty the Snowman.
Always letting me know these incredible things.
They're turning up the heat on him.
That is an amazing story. Not only is there a hockey strike, but now there's a Bunham strike. It was declared Quebec City, with its romantic, steep winding streets, declared a World Heritage Site in 1985. It was a crucial gateway to North America in the 1600s, and it is an amazing combination of some incredible architecture, beautiful people, a stylish place, combined with some very, very contemporary and fun new things to do. There's some amazing scenery there. You can go to the site of the famous Battle on the Plains of Abraham or the Chateau Frontenac, which overlooks the St. Lawrence River. There's dozens of museums, and one of them that I saw one of the last times I was there, it's called the Diorama, where you can see, it's at the Musée de Four. There's a diorama where you can sort of learn about the history of Quebec. And speaking of that diorama, I actually met the son of the man who built it, and he is the general manager of a hotel called the Auberge Saint Antoine. Stephen, are you familiar with that hotel?
Yeah, that's out in the lower town, and that's, I think, part of, had some friends who stayed there a few years ago. It's sort of an archaeological historic site itself.
That's right. It's interesting because the guy who I met, a very interesting man, his name is Llewellyn Price, is from a sort of old Quebec City family that was involved in the lumber business, and he had a vision where he basically incorporated three historical buildings and a wharf and a battery structure and created and sort of combined this sort of very sort of hip, sort of new hotel in this sort of archaeological context. And in fact, some of the artifacts, it made an agreement with sort of museums in Quebec City over there, basically to display many of these artifacts in the hotel. And so you can see when you're there, there are remnants from 400 years ago of 400 years before in Quebec. You can see things like old wine bottles, cannonballs, glasses, all kinds of things from the 1600s to the 1800s, actually highlighted throughout the hotel, very lighted, very nicely, sort of near the rooms. The hotel itself its reputation is growing as we speak. It is currently a four-star, four-diamond hotel. They are going for their fifth-star, fifth-diamond. They tell me that they will probably get it quite soon because they have a brand new restaurant there called Panache, which serves Quebec regional cuisine, which is blending the traditional with the Nouvelle cuisine, and it was recently called one of the best new restaurants in Quebec City. And the young chef there, barely 30 years old, Francois Blais, is known to be a rising star who came from the Louis Raphael restaurant. This hotel is got to be seen. Basically, it's just an incredible place because of the way that it's sort of combines, you know, the old and the new. So again, that's you know, Hotel Mont Saint Antoine. Hotel Saint Antoine in Quebec City.
The historical part there, Jerry, intrigues me, especially the dioramas and everything nearby there, because one of the other things, just to give a quick plug to Via Rail Canada, one of the interesting aspects of Quebec City is its geography. Quebec really literally means where the river narrows, where the St. Lawrence River narrows, and it was a highly defensible port. So when you see the Chateau Frontenac, it's like a big fort that imposes over the river. Now, as you go further down, if you take Via Rail from Montreal to Quebec or back, you're going to cross over a little bridge because they built these bridges that cross over the gorge, and it's absolutely gorgeous to see.
Exactly. You're right. It's visually stunning. Let me tell you again, the name of it is called the Auberge Saint Antoine, and the number for reservations is 888-692-2211. I could tell you a couple of other things. Again, the big festival is going to be there. Again, in Montreal, that same festival is going to be in Montreal, which, as you guys are there, you know what kind of an amazing city that is. With a trip to Quebec City to go skiing, you can also explore Montreal. That also has world-class restaurants, museum, nightlife, shopping. Some of the most beautiful people in the world, especially the men, say the women. Again, the Fête de Neige is going to be there as well from January the 28th to February the 13th. On St. Helens Island, ice sculptures, horse and buggy rides, all those kinds of things. Also, you may not know, there's a festival, Montréal en Lumière, excuse my accent, which is Montreal in Lights, which is between February 15th and March the 2nd, where a lot of restaurants are going to be exhibiting their wares, as well as buildings will be full of light. Very interesting. Two big festivals coming up in the city of Montreal. And again, one of the places I like to stay when I'm in Montreal is at the Delta, which is right downtown, in one of the sort of the most central parts of the city. Very easy to get to everything from there. And the number to call is 514-286-1986. And it was originally, this hotel was originally built as condominiums, giving it the rooms quite a lot larger than usual. It's place for breakfast, one of my favorite places actually to have breakfast, not expensive as they are in many hotels, called the Aramo, and a very nice bar. I actually stayed at the Delta the night before I got married, and then the day that we got married, we actually stayed there.
Speaking of beautiful women, yes.
Very interesting. Thank you. And let me just tell you a little bit more. So you have this whole thing. And then, again, another big festival, and you can combine this as part of your... So, again, the number there is 514-286-1986, 1-800-268-1133 for the Delta Montreal. They can do all your bookings and stuff for you, tell you more about the festivals that are coming, both festivals, and deal a lot with you as well. They're very excellent service in terms of booking your activities that you want to do when you're in town. Another big festival coming, the Winterlude, coming to Ottawa this year from February the 4th to the 20th. Steve, you know quite a bit about the Winterlude.
Oh, yes. I've been to Winterlude. Had my first beaver tail at Winterlude many, many years ago.
Right. And it's a very...
You mean the food?
Great thing to eat. Yes, of course, it's not a real beaver tail. It's made out of like sugar and flour and other things, right, Stephen?
Yes, and it's like fried dough and with a variety of different flavors. Just it was former chairman of the National Capital Commission, which runs Winterlude, Gene Piggott, who treated me to that beaver tail. I think it was apple and cinnamon.
Exactly, and this Winterlude Festival, which is coming there again, is going to be an ice carving competition, outdoor skating. Waiter and waitress race, all kinds of stuff that happened during Winterlude. Great thing. You can also go visit the Gatineau Park when you're there.
20 seconds, Jerry.
All kinds of interesting things. When staying in Ottawa, the Delta Hotel is and suites, one incredible place for families because you actually have a fridge, you have condos, great service, big room. The number there is 613-238-6000. When you have family, this is the place to stay because it really caters to families with their service.
5 seconds, Jerry.
Great, great place to stay, the Delta Ottawa in Ottawa.
Jerry, thanks for joining us on Travel World once again. Following the break, the River Mist Bed and Breakfast Inn gets covered. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield, enjoying a New Year's Day. Well, we're actually well into the brand new year, but having a nice, great time here on Saturday morning, Stephen. And we have a special guest online with us right now from the River Mist Inn, the Bed and Breakfast in Bellows Falls, Vermont. We've got Roger Riccio online. Roger, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you. Good morning.
Welcome to Travel World, Roger. Glad to talk to you again.
Yes. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Brand new year and lots of fun here on Travel World. And, of course, one of those great places that we discovered, actually rediscovered for a second visit this past December, was the River Mist Inn Bed and Breakfast in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Beautiful, restored, Victorian-era home. Tell us a little bit more about your inn, Roger.
Well, it's a 1895 Queen Anne Victorian with wraparound porches. We're a three-story. We have four guest rooms, all with private bath. We do a full breakfast each morning. We have two Victorian parlors with fireplace. Just a gorgeous Victorian home.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for the nicer ambiance. Particularly, we were there just before Christmas, and you had the decorations out, and pretty well everything changes season by season. There are pictures on your website, for example, in the spring, the lilacs flowering outside.
Yes, I have tons of lilacs, and just planted 11 more this past spring.
Now, going to Vermont, it creates that whole atmosphere of relaxation. The parlors add to it, the quietness, and of course, the easy convenience of just parking and walking around Bellows Falls.
Oh, the village is absolutely gorgeous. It's the only village I've ever been in that every home in it is a Victorian.
And there's a brochure that one can pick up, and you have them at the inn, Bellows Falls Neighborhood Historic District, self-guided walking tour. And if any town that has really redefined itself, from, for example, in the late 60s, I used to pass through Bellows Falls, and there was nothing. These homes were all there, of course, but nobody had done much to them. And over the past decade, Bellows Falls has made a concerted effort to preserve its heritage and rehabilitate many of these homes.
Yes, and, you know, each summer you can see it happening. More and more homes get fixed up, painted, and just restored.
The little downtown Bellows Falls, and of course there's restaurants there. We've been to the Miss Bellows Falls Diner, we've been to Una's. You can drop by Charlie Hunter's studio and little shops. It's like stepping back 30, 40, 50 years to small-town America.
It is. It's like a step back in time. And then you have the Green Mountain Railroad scenic tour. It's just a quaint village.
Now, this time of year, of course, some things like the Green Mountain Railroad are already seasonal, or they have special trains at different times of the year, and you can check that out on the Internet. But Bellows Falls is a perfect base to just drive around the area. All of southern Vermont, for example, went over to Grafton, picked up some cheese at Grafton, or down to Brattleboro. It's a nice central location where within 15, 20 miles, there's so much to see and do.
There is. It's just there's also about six different ski resorts around. If you don't want to be right on the mountain and be in a village, you can stay in the village and then take day trips to go skiing and go to different ski resorts each day. There's also the cross-country skiing in Grafton. There's the Saxons River. There's Walpole, famous Burdick's. There's just so much to do, which within just a few minutes away.
You can do as much or as little as you want to be doing because it's quiet. You come back to the River Mist, and it's like coming back to your own home. Nice, quiet, serene, all the amenities you want, and, of course, those great breakfasts.
No, thanks.
Well, I remember having the breakfast when I was down visiting you. That quiche was delicious.
And, well, thank you.
And not to mention the fact that, I mean, you say all the comforts are home. I mean, it's better than home.
Because you don't have to do anything. Home, you have to make your own bed and you have to clean the room.
No, and here you have me who will do it.
Well, among other things, but I'm talking about the decor is absolutely exquisite. We walked in there. You can sit down in one of these open parlors or in front of the fireplace, grab a book, read. And if you want to relax, this is a great place. Or if you want pleasant conversation, it's there for you if you want it. The other thing is the rooms. The private baths is important. Bed and breakfast don't always have that, and that's a really great point for your inn. But just the overall comfort factor that you're going to be in an extremely comfortable location. Southern Vermont is the kind of place you want to go. If not only you want to go see some great stuff, but if you just want to relax, you know, in this today's hustle and bustle world, the ability to sit down and just take a breather is important, and the River Mist is a great place for that.
And, of course, upstairs as well, they have a little fridge where you can put your soft drinks or juice that you might have picked up elsewhere. You also have a collection of videos that you can watch in your room, and they put out cookies and snacks, make yourself some coffee and tea, and there's water. Hey, I mean, everything is being thought of.
Oh, well, we try. You know, we want to make sure that everyone is comfortable when they come here.
But you worry when a guy like me shows up dressed in a big blue suit going, me want cookie.
Well, I guess you can actually make some more. Then, hey, that's part of the enjoyment as well. Sitting down, the conversation, the relaxation, enjoying life.
So that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's what... You relocated to Bellows Falls. You were from California, and you picked Bellows Falls to relocate.
Yes. We actually came here on vacation and fell in love with the village and bought the house.
And how many years ago was that?
It's coming up 4 years ago this month.
An anniversary to mark on the calendar. Now, the people who come to Bellows Falls... have you found, like, you've talked about the various activities in the region, what attracts the average visitor to Bellows Falls?
I think that a lot of people come here for the Green Mountain Flyer. They come here just because of the historicness of the village. And a lot of times people come here just to see family.
And you also have people who come on a regular basis, or they're actually business travelers, but they prefer to stay in the comfort and the down-home atmosphere of the River Mist Bed and Breakfast.
Yes, we do. We get a lot of return guests just because they found us and keep wanting to come back.
And that's a mark of doing a fantastic job, because repeat business is people that have been satisfied with your service before.
Correct. That's the best advertising you can get. Is word of mouth, when people like you and they want to come back and they want to tell people about you.
And there's very few places that are more comfortable and more accommodating than the River Mist in Bellows Falls. I know one thing for sure, that home cooking, boy, it's hard to get a bad meal in New England, let's put it this way. But in this area, southern Vermont especially, I'm telling you, oh boy, this man can cook.
Well, I also have my mom here too, who's a wonderful cook. And so that's where I learned everything.
That's a secret. But between the two of you, we were made to feel right at home, made to feel welcome, like we were almost part of the family when we came in there. And again, you can't say enough about just how nice it is to come to a friendly place, a place where you can actually just relax and let your hair down, be yourself. And this is what the River Mist was like. And the decor is incredible.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, we'll give out the telephone number here. It's 1-888-463-9023. Website, www.river-mist.com. And you have pictures on there of all the rooms that you have and other links to things to see and do in the area.
That's right. And we're actually been restoring the house, so we're going to actually be putting new pictures on pretty soon of the house, the way it looks, because everything that is on the website now has been either redone or repainted. We're just waiting to finish and get all new photos done.
Well, it's always a work in progress. Whenever you have an inn or a hotel, there's always something to do.
Yes, every day.
But that's the mark of somebody who appreciates value and who wants to put true quality into their property, and that's something to be admired for sure. So I applaud you for that.
Well,
I think everybody should go visit the River Mist, and in Bellows Falls, you'll understand why people are actually going to Bellows Falls and falling in love with this town.
It is. It's a gorgeous village. It's a great place to spend a weekend or even middays during the week.
You got anything to add? We got like 1 minute to go, and anything else you want to just get out? You got specials coming up or any special line, any special website promotions or anything?
Well, we have Valentine's weekend and coming up, and Una's and Leslie's and all the great restaurants around here, Burdick's, they're all going to be doing special dinners, and so you can come and stay at the River Mist and go out and have a wonderful evening at one of these wonderful restaurants around town, and then come back and have a nice, quiet evening together.
The website, once again, please, Roger.
www.river-mist.com.
River-Mist.com. And the telephone number?
Is 888-463-9023.
Well, Roger, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. And
well, thank you for having me.
We certainly hope to have you on with us once again. Maybe we'll come back and visit you.
All right, wonderful.
It was a great time. Highly recommend the River Mist in Bed and Breakfast, Bellows Falls, Vermont.
Stay tuned. Travel World.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network. We'll be right back.
welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is in studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. Steve, well?
Yes, and getting back to some of the things also done in Southern Mont last month, Roger mentioned the Leslie's Tavern at Rockingham, which is around 2 miles north of Bellows Falls on Highway 5, just near Interstate 91. Now, my first time there, even though it founded 1795, it was built over 200 years ago by the fellow who later went on to build the inn at Grafton.
Oh, really?
Yes, I guess Bellows Falls got too crowded for him, so he had to move out of town and move to Grafton.
Well, he could have lived at the Hetty Green Motel.
Oh, yes, that's still going strong, too. It's for sale, so I think...
Well, do people still change the subject when you bring up the Hetty Green?
Yes, everyone in town did. Everyone in town did. And, of course, the haunted cabins, the Whippoorwill, the fellow there, the Vietnam War vet,
yeah,
has retired.
Oh.
So the cabins are still there, but there's another business opportunity.
No more Whippoorwill.
No, I guess maybe Choice Hotels can take them over and have Comfort Inn North and Comfort Inn South. Right?
Well,
two
yeah.
locations to serve you better.
Well, actually, it would be like the Journey's End with two locations side by side here in Montreal.
Yes. Sometimes you wonder about things. There's a reason for everything, but you sometimes wonder what that reason was. But, of course, John Marston is the owner-chef of Leslie's, the Tavern at Rockingham, Leslie being his wife. And they've been in business for almost 18 years under one ownership. You go into the rooms, there's several... different little tiny dining rooms with the candlelit rooms that served the early colonists. They've still got the wooden beams and the wooden floors. And probably the best crab cakes I have had in a long, long time. Very light, fluffy, melt in your mouth. You put it in and, boy, it dissolves right away. And, you know, not all with the potato filler. Sometimes you go and it's all potato filler and everything. But
right.
this was like 80% crab meat and very unique taste. Also, they have what they call farmer steak, which is black Angus New York sirloin with a blue cheese sauce. So that can be highly recommended. And right next door, I guess it's open during the day, and then you go over to the restaurant for dinner, they have a gift shop, and it's called the Barn Cat, and that's sort of Leslie's bailiwick. You know, she looks after the gift shop, and John looks after the restaurant, and they bill themselves as Vermont's one and only cat shop.
Oh, yes.
So they have all these little doodads and knickknacks collected from various gift shows that pay homage to the feline.
Yes, naturally.
In your life. But, of course, also on the list of merchandise that they sell at the Barn Cat are, I see here, birdhouses. Because every cat, of course, needs to eat, right? So
all babies must eat.
Yes, so we have little, you know, the little cutesy fox with the pictures of the kitten's paws on them and things like that. So, and keychains and anything that you want to give somebody with a picture of a cat on, well, the Barn Cat and next door Leslie's Tavern at Rockingham. Also, this time of year, the Riverview Cafe is going strong down in Brattleboro.
Yeah, that's a place.
But they don't serve breakfast anymore.
Oh, what a shame.
It's lunch and dinner because I think it was, but it's still the same owner. That's a rarity, too, in the business. Tristan Tolino is the chef owner there.
Oh, but man, can that guy ever make a meal?
And, of course, you know, his efforts were wasted at breakfast because dinner is even better. I mean, you have
really?
I mean, because it's down-home, true American-style food, the hefty portions, and particularly in the spring, summer, and fall, because we're in the wintertime and you can't really see out the beauty of the river.
Right.
But dinner time, you just want to go out there on their, you know, their outdoor deck, and there's a rooftop seating area as well. You get the view and take in the Connecticut River. But, chicken, salads, pastas, anything you want. It's a varied menu.
So what did you have for supper when you went?
The pan-fried, lightly breaded chicken fillet stuffed with ham and with a Grafton cheddar topping.
Oh, that's good.
And a garlic mashed potatoes.
Mm.
And a chocolate mousse cake.
Oh, God, that sounds
so
delicious.
Hey, I mean, why settle for an omelet at breakfast? They go with the big meal at dinner time.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't just the omelets that they made. And those omelets weren't just your
oh, no,
chicken.
I mean, they still have a couple of omelets on the menu, so you can really get an all-day breakfast. But lunch and dinner are the specialties there.
And they had that fresh-squeezed orange juice they made. Oh.
And they have a great Sunday brunch buffet, 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. So
you can kind of get that breakfast experience still if you go for Sunday brunch.
Oh, yeah, Sunday brunch. Mm. You can get the breakfast experience. Or, as I say, they on the lunch menu, 20 different types of sandwiches that you can have, and then the dinner with the main courses. So, riverviewcafe.com, Bridge Street, just off of the Highway 5 in Brattleboro, which is on 1520 miles south of Bellows Falls, sort of the southeast extremity of southern Vermont.
That whole stretch of the Highway 5, though, is so picturesque and well worth exploring, because you can just get off.
Oh, yeah, you want to get off the interstate and just take Highway 5. I mean, you'll still pass some of those throwbacks to another era. I mean, Santa's Land is still there. Santa's Land is still there. The santasland.com, Putney, Vermont. Mm-hmm. And going back to the late 40s, early 50s, where the roadside attraction was the big thing in America.
Well, that's the thing that's about it. It takes you back to that era. And
the 1930s cabin still across the street from it.
Well, yeah, and they had that there for people who wanted to visit Santa's Land. And, of course, we went there in the summertime one time, so Santa was sweating on Santa's chair.
Yes,
I asked him where Santa's air conditioner was, and then he directed me to Santa's air-conditioned bathroom. So,
and of course, also Basket World in Putney is back to the 50s, 60s roadside attraction style as well. But it draws people in.
But you can pick up some really good stuff. I mean, seriously, if you're going to go on a leisure trip on a place and you want to look around, there's a place filled with riches of different things that you can see. I mean, if you go, you can start with Bellows Falls, the different areas to eat, to stop, to see the town itself is great. I mean, Robert McBride has done so much for that town, among other things. And then you go further down, you go through Putney, and then you can get to Brattleboro and take a look at the different sites there to see there. I mean, among them, the Latches Hotel and the Art Deco building.
The Art Deco, and of course, you step into the Latches Theater next door.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we have there but Bacchus and the Wood Nymphs?
Yes, my favorite painting.
And also what I found, remember we went to the Vermont Country Store? We went to the one in Western Vermont.
Yeah.
Well, they have another location, and actually it's right near Bellows Falls in Rockingham,
right,
just on the north side of the Interstate 91 Route 5 intersection. And Vermont Country Store for all those different made-in-Vermont products, again, the ambiance of the wooden floors and the old country store atmosphere. And they have a large, large section, particularly at this location in Rockingham, where you can get homemade candies and cheeses and snacks galore.
You were mentioning the Grafton Cheddar Place. Of course, Grafton, Vermont, being a really nice town to walk through, but also the cheese at the Grafton Cheese Factory is some of the best cheddar I've ever had anytime, anywhere.
They have the cross-country ski trails down on the River Plain, and in the summertime, of course, great walking trails, cycling trails, a very walkable community, and just get some of that Grafton cheese, sit outside, make yourself a picnic, and sit by the water, and a little covered bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be more relaxing.
Vermont's not the kind of place you want to go if you're going to be in a hurry to get every place. I mean, yes, you can get there relatively quickly, but it's the kind of place that invites you to relax. And in this day and age, I think that's something that's a real plus.
Oh, yes. Both you and I were talking over the Christmas break about sometimes traveling gets to be too much of a hassle. And
I mean, the airlines, especially with all the new regulations. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, good Lord,
and dealing with the people. And then you go to a nice, pleasant place like Vermont that is the way travel used to be, and you relax.
Well, it's the way it's meant to be. I mean, if you're going to be on a vacation, you want to relax. You want to relax. So this is basically it.
People who appreciate your business and people who want to see you back. Repeat business, the keystone to success.
And that's one thing I like about a little bed and breakfast there. I mean, there's all kinds of other hotels which are well deserving of it too, and we're going to be mentioning them on Travel World just because we love these places so much.
The places that we mention are the places that want the business and the places that are going to go out of their way to welcome you, whether they are large or small.
And for sure, you go to a little B&B like the River Mist, and you know that these people, they're trying hard. They fall in love with the area. You're going to figure out why too, sooner or later, because you're going to be you're going to be spurred on by their own enthusiasm. These are the kind of people that will instill their own civic pride.
And they're going to direct you to some of the great things that the local people like about the area, the restaurants, the shops that you may not have known about. And that's going to contribute to a greater travel experience.
So, Jerry told us all about his ski travel. He's got all kinds of ski trips lined up. The man is built on skis, I would imagine.
Yes, of course, at the end of the month, he'll be talking about his trip to Utah that he just got back from. And, over the coming weeks, look at the Caribbean. Melanie Reffes is down there.
Vic
Phillips, Arizona. Hey, everything.
Well, that's it. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody. Next week, another brand new show. I'm Willem Bacchus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.